Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, it's almost the end of summer. What should we be doing in our gardens right now?
Isn't it amazing how fast time goes? It just seems like the other day we were starting spring, and now you say it's almost the end of summer. But all you gardeners out there, remember that this really, we've got still a lot of summer left. We don't usually get our first frost until mid-October, so that means we've got a good 6 weeks left to garden. So it's not time to relax just yet, and there's lots that can be done in the garden. Perhaps some of your color pots in your yard have gotten a little tired over the summer, and now it's time to pull out some of those tired plants and replace them with fall-blooming plants like mums and pansies. And pansies are tough little guys. You know, they can take a frost, so if you plant them in a protected area in your yard or in a pot, they might bloom for you all winter long, which is always nice to go out on a cold day and see those smiling pansy faces looking at you. There's other things to be done as well, like mulching. There's two basic types of mulch. One is a decorative mulch that just makes your yard and garden look prettier. And the other is a mulch that actually holds moisture. They both hold moisture, but people have different preferences on the type of mulch that they like to use. I like to use the one that does hold moisture. I always put a fresh layer on it. I do that two or three times through the summer because it just makes the garden look neater. Now, the decorative mulch, if you use that about an inch and a half or 2 inches deep, the weed seed has trouble germinating, and so it acts as a weed suppressant, even though we can't sell it for that because it's really not, but it does help. This is also the time of the year for tent caterpillars. Now, where you'll see most of those is along the Rio Grande in the cottonwood trees. And tent caterpillars, they don't really kill the tree, but they look pretty ugly in trees in our yard. And there is an insecticide that will take care of them. It's called thuricide. It's actually a bacteria. You spray that on the tree, and the caterpillar eats the bacteria. And then there's a little bit of biological warfare going on because the bacteria will kill the caterpillar. Now, if you do this religiously every year, you'll have fewer and fewer tent caterpillars, or fall bagworm is another type of insect that's out now, because the bacteria spores will be present on the tree even next year. And if any caterpillars come back and munch on the leaves, they will also get a taste of the bacteria next year even.
As always, that's a lot of information that gardeners can really use. Where are you located?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Lynn Payne is the Garden Guru. The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.